Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing our studies in the sixth chapter of Maseches Damai. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Mishnah Ches says, Shnayim shekiblu sade ba'arisus, two people who jointly work a field as sharecroppers, o sheyarshu, or they inherited it, o shenishtatfu, or their business partners, Yachol hu lomar, one can say to the other, Tu ata chitin shebemakom ploni, va'ani chitim shebemakom ploni. He says, you go ahead, take the wheat over this side, I'll take the wheat on that side. Ata yayin shebemakom ploni, va'ani yayin shebemakom ploni. You take the wine that's over there, I'll take the wine that's over here. Those are okay statements. Aval lo yomar lo, but a person may not say, Tu ata chitin va'ani se'orim, Tu ata yayin va'ani shemen. He can't say, you take the wheat, I'll take the barley, or you take the wine and I'll take the oil. And we'll see why that is in the Bar Neuro. Tula tachitim shebemakom ploni, you take the wheat over there. Hacha mairi shechilko sade bekamoseha va'anavim hamuchubarim bekerem. Here we're dealing with standing grain or grapes that are still attached in the vineyard. Hilkach yesh breira. Therefore, selection does apply. They can make such decisions. V'amrinan zehu chelko ha-magio, v'ha-meiser, meiser es shalo v'dayo. So then we say, okay, so each one is choosing his portion, and the one who takes tithes, because remember from our previous Mishnah, we're dealing in the case of one person tithes and the other one doesn't, so he'll take his tithes, and that's sufficient for his produce. But he can't say, you take the wheat and I'll take the barley, or something similar to that. You can't then say that this is this person's portion. They're like people trading. So it's not like if someone leaves a field to his sons and they split it down the middle. It's not like that. If one takes the wheat, one takes the barley, then it's a business transaction. They're making a trade. They're like people trading with one another. So it's like the one who is tithing is selling from his portion to the one who doesn't take tithes. And that's not good. That's a problem. That's why they can't split it that way, even though they can say, I'll take the north and you take the south. Mishnah Tes. Chaver va'am ha'aretz. A chaver, a firm person, a learned person, and an unlearned person, sheyarshu es avihem am ha'aretz, who inherit a field from their father, who is also an unlearned person. So a man, it's a regular unlearned person, has two sons, one grows up to be somewhat more learned and religious than the other, so they inherit his property. Yachahu lamar lo, the one who... the learned person can say to the other, Tula tachitin shebemakom ploni, va'ani chitim shebemakom ploni. He can say, you take the wheat over there, and I'll take the wheat over here. Ata yayin shebemakom ploni, va'ani yayin shebemakom ploni. You take the wine over there, I'll take the wine over here. Very similar to the case of our previous Mishnah. Here's where it gets different. Avalo yamar lo, but he can't say to him, Tula tachitin va'ani se'orim. He can't say to him, you take the wheat, and I'll take the barley. Tula tahalach va'ani hayavesh. This is what's different. He can't say, you take what's become wet, and I will take what has remained dry, keeping in mind that the produce only becomes susceptible to ritual impurity once it has become wet. So he can't divide the property that way. Let's look in the Bar Neuro. Chaver. Haneman lataharos. He's somebody who's believed when it comes to ritual purity. Vein sarach lomer lemaisres. It goes without saying that he keeps tithes. They inherit from their father, who is also an unlearned person, and the produce that he left them are of doubtful status, so they would need to be tithed, and we have to assume that they're ritually impure, because their father was not a particularly learned or observant individual. So he can't say, you take the wet, Shehuchshar lakabel tuma, which has become susceptible to ritual impurity. Va'ani hayaveh shelo huchshar lakabel tuma, and I'll keep the dry, which does not receive ritual impurity. Now, there's a certain logic to this. I don't want things that can become impure, and you don't care, so why don't we both be happy? We still can't do it that way. L'fisha asr l'chaver l'mocher l'am ha'aretz lach v'yaveh, because a chaver is not allowed to sell produce to an am ha'aretz, whether it's wet or dry. Kidatanan El Beperek Sheni, as we learned in the second chapter. So just like in the previous Mishnah, once he's saying, you take the wheat and I'll take the barley, or you take the wine and I'll take the oil, that's no longer splitting up your shares. That's a business transaction. Here too, if he would say to his brother, okay, you take the wet, I'll take the dry, that's no longer divvying up the produce. That's now a business transaction, and he's not allowed to sell from his proportion to his brother, the Am Haaretz, wet or dry. That is the end of Mishnah Tes. Join us tomorrow. We will continue with Mishnah Yud and Yod Aleph.